Welcome to Shomar Shavana Dash, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Aaron Biakashon, Lab Asitzchuk. We're holding in Nedorim Daf Hei. And the Gemara Amud Beis discusses if by Nedorim, do you have to have Yadayim Murchichos or Yadayim She'en Murchichos? Meaning, when you have a Yad, which is an incomplete language, does it have to be very clear what he means or not? But of course, when you have Yadayim Murchichos, then for sure it will work by Nedorim. And it's very vishvak when you could connect the daf to the parsha shavua of the same week. And this daf learned in this year, Tavshin Pei Gimel, we learned in the week of Parshas Lech Lecha. And in Parshas Lech Lecha it says that after Avraham Avinu went to fight the war against the four Melachim, so Melech Zdoim came to him and says, take the rechush, you can take all the assets. So Avram says, Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyon. As Rashi explains, he's doing a shvuah. And what is he saying? Imichut v'atzroich la'al, v'imikach mikol ha'shelach. If I'll take a thread or a shoelace, or I'll take anything that you have, v'lotoyim ha'ani shaitis Avram, you won't say that you're the one that made Avram rich. So in the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, he explains what is exactly Avram saying over here. It says the following. We learned already in the beginning of this Masechta that the difference between a neder and a shvuah is that a neder is chal on the cheftza. The object becomes also. The shvuah is on the gavra, on the person, that he will not enjoy. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, here Avraham Avinu needed both, a neder and a shvuah. Why? Because on whatever he captured in the war, all the items that he had during the shalal of the war, that there is a mitzvah to take. As we learn that in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, V'ochalta shlal oivecho. There's a mitzvah. And the Gemara learns that they even killed a chazir, even pig, maybe be mutter in the time of the war, because it's part of that mitzvah to endure the shalal that you captured in the war. So because it's a mitzvah, the only way to overcome a mitzvah is with a neder. As we learned earlier, neder is chal dvar mitzvah. Neder, which comes from a higher place, that could be chal mitzvah. Avraham Avinu did not want to enjoy this shalal. He had his chishboinus, why not? So the only way to prevent the mitzvah from michal is to do a neder. So that's only for things that were captured in war. But Melech Zdoim wanted to give Avraham Avinu also something mibeis kenozov, from his treasuries. And there, Avraham Avinu did not know what he's talking about. So in this, you can't do a neder. Neder needs to be chal on a cheftza. Tova sheyesh bo mamish. Has to be an object. But for things that Avraham Avinu doesn't even know what Melech Zdoim is talking about, the only way to answer himself is through a shvuah. Is by saying, I am not going to endure from you anything. So Yemila says, a Be'er Mayim Chaim, you need both. You need a neder, you need a shvuah. You need a neder for everything that was captured in the war. Because if you can do only a shvuah, so then it will be a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah against a shvuah, you can't, it won't work. So you need an neder for that. And for things that are not captured in the war, which is Dovah Shein, Mamash, a specific thing, for that you need a shvuah. Zog Be'er Mayim Chaim, we just learned over here that Yadayim Urechichos work in the Dorim for sure. And he brings a Shach and Yoredil that says, when somebody goes to somebody else and he begs him, says, please take from me this item. And he says, I'm not going to take from you. That is a neder of Yadayim Urechichos. Because it's clearly that he was responding to what his friend is offering. Says Be'er Mayim Chaim, Rei Gishmak, Avraham Avinu is telling Melech Zdoim. Melech Zdoim tells him, please take the shalal of the milchama, whatever you capture in war. Says Avraham Avinu, I'm not going to take. That is Yadayim Mochichus, that is a neder. Automatically is a neder. But for what he had in his treasures, which is a shvuah, that Melech Zdoim did not offer yet. So for that, you need to have a clear shvuah. So for that, Avraham Avinu needs to say the word of a shvuah. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim, this all is included in the words of Avraham, Harimoisi Yodi Lekel Elyon. Harimoisi, picking up your hand, as Rashi says, is Loshon Shvuah. That's what you need for the part taking from his treasures. But he says the word Yodi, Yad, Yad Lenedarim. He's coming to him in Rames that when he's doing a neder based on the Yad that we learned in our Sugyo, Yadayim Urechichos, if you tell me something and I answer, I'm clearly responding to you with a neder. And that's what Avraham Avinu is telling Melech Zdoim. Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem Kel Elyon. I'm doing a shvuah and I'm doing a Yad, I'm doing a neder and a shvuah. That what? that I'm not going to take anything from you for the purpose of Kiddush Hashem, that everybody will know that Hashem is the one who made Avraham Avinu rich. Very geshmak, a connection of this sugya to this week's parsha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.